Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Cowboys players that are facing make or break it seasons. Poop or get off the pot seasons, if you will, RJ Choppy. Not poo water, not poo lake water. But just poo or get off the pot. 877-881-1053. It is Lord Choppy in the nosebleed seats. And, yeah, the Shine, Adam Shine, who puts more L.A. Looks gel in his hair than anyone in the history of the world, for NFL.com. He once called the Jacksonville Jaguars America's team. He's got a nice little article on NFL.com with some NFL players that are facing make it or break it seasons, and one of them is a Dallas Cowboy. And so I'm curious who the Tolos think is the Cowboy player or players who are facing the biggest make it or break it seasons, and if they don't ball out, maybe they will be on their way out. So 877-881-1053. Do you guys have anybody that comes to mind for you when you think about the Cowboys and being like, okay, if you don't get it done this year, it's sayonara time?
Oh, man.
Jalen Smith?
He's under contract. I mean, he's already.
I'd like him to not be under. I've gotten rid of him now, personally. I'd have said, bye-bye, Jalen. But look, if he can't do it this year, LVE definitely is one.
They might not even pick up
his fifth-year option.
Yeah, he's the guy. Because you're still looking at a fifth-year deal with him. You know, I think it's Layton. Because he gets hurt all the time. At least Jalen's semi-healthy.
Is he?
Right.
Well, Has he ever been healthy?
Well,
since he got into the league? Yeah.
But he least shows up. I mean,
he's got one healthy leg. We'll give him that.
He does.
He doesn't miss games.
It's a good leg.
But isn't the LVE decision on the fifth-year option coming up, but even before the season? They got to make that decision like ASAP.
Yeah, next month, I think.
And there's no way you're giving him the fifth-year option, right? No. Like, you're not doing that.
No, so, but you do have to make that decision on, all right, if he has a good year, then do you want to re-sign him, or do you want to just let him walk in free agency?
Right. By the way, I think that whole you got to do the fifth-year option before the final season is kind of dumb. I think it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think you could let it play out and pick it up afterwards, you know. But I guess that's one where they don't want – they're limiting the advantage that team has, I suppose. You need to make that call after 3 years. And I mean, how often do we see now some of these guys, if they're really good, they get a new contract after 3 years? Wasn't that Zeke's deal? 3 years of production – he holds out. He wants that new deal. Jalen Ramsey wanted that new deal. Like, if you are 3 years into your rookie contract, you're outperforming that, you're now one of the better players in your position, that's when these players now are wanting their new contract.
So we are getting plenty of feedback here on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. We are getting a lot of the LVE, getting a lot of Connor Williams as well, and then plenty of Zeke. Plenty of Zeke, a little bit of Tristan Hill, little Jordan Lewis, some Randy Gregory, a little Michael Gallup. We got some Blake Jarwin. So it's kind of going all over the place here. I will not stand for the Amari Cooper 1817, even though you are in my neck of the woods here. Love my 817s, but
still love you. 817.
But Amari Cooper, dude. I mean, I think he's a baller. I think he showed that with DiNucci and all these schmoes throwing him the ball this year. He's still pretty much kicked a ton of ass.
No doubt. I don't understand why. I feel like there's a massive under, like, we just don't appreciate Amari Cooper enough. For whatever reason, he's been villainized to an extent. I don't understand that. The dude had probably his best year statistically without Dak last year, right? So to your point, I mean, he's putting up these numbers with DiNucci, Garrett Gilbert, and Andy Dalton, and yet there's still fans out there that are not in to Amari Cooper. Now, one good text that came in, and this is not a player, but what about Mike McCarthy from the 817?
It's a little early still. I mean, we're talking about how can you even count last year? He didn't have his quarterback. There's nothing I can count about last year. I refuse to evaluate a coach who has Andy Dalton and Ben DiNucci and Garrett Gilbert playing under center for 11 games. I refuse to. I don't even think it's fair. And you know, you fired these coaches left and right around the NFL who have bad quarterbacks. Unless they're Kyle Shanahan. He's like, well, I can win with any of them. Well, no, you can't because you're quarterback dependent.
Well, I do think there are things you can evaluate with Mike McCarthy. Now, big picture, sure, you lost a bunch of games. That was expected. But how did you lose the games? Did you get ran off the field quite a bit? And there were times where you absolutely did, where you didn't even necessarily look like you belonged. Was there coaching decisions like throwing out Terrence Steele to go one-on-one with Myles Garrett? And even Terrence Steele, we weren't even sure belonged in the NFL, let alone on a starting roster, and especially not helping him at all, and allowing Dak Prescott to get sacked, and then of course fumbling, and then that's how the game started, thanks to Myles Garrett and the starting of Terrence Steele at the right tackle spot. When you just saw Zach Martin play well in Seattle, when you moved him over to the right tackle spot, like, there are individual things that you can criticize Mike McCarthy for. Now, can you do that about every single coach in the NFL? Sure, none of them are perfect, but yeah, and I do think that the Cowboys have found themselves in a place now where, unless they're going to revert, but look how long they gave Jason Garrett. And I don't know that they're willing to give Mike McCarthy that long, especially if he has just awful season after another. But I do think Jerry Jones and Steven, these guys want to be patient. And if it wasn't for all the injuries last year, if you had Dak and you lost all, you know, you only win 5 or 6 games, then that's going to be a huge problem. If Dak's healthy this year and they lose and they don't find a way to get into the playoffs, I think that's going to be a pretty big indictment, especially in this division. But I feel like McCarthy would have to suck really, really bad, or this team would have to suck really, really bad for them to just pull the plug year two.
Yeah, look, I agree. If they don't make the playoffs in this division and they look bad doing it, then you might start to hear some whispers. But, man, I just – like the quarterback issue, to me – everything falls off that player. And, you know, we would not be talking about any of these individual play calls if they had their quarterback and they won some of those games. Because nobody looks into – if you win the game, that's all most people care about. It's all most fans care about. And as the fan text brought up, Mike McCarthy doesn't set the protections. It's the quarterback that does.
Yeah, but if you –
doesn't set the protections.
If you don't have
– right. The quarterback sets the protection.
Yeah, but you can't expect Ben DiNucci, Garrett Gilbert to go out there and be setting your – like, you don't have that same line of thinking with the backup quarterback as you do with
your
starter.
You should.
Why?
Because they're on the field. They're an NFL player. They're on the field.
They are, but they're not – it's not the same. It's a drop-off, right?
It's the same
knock as we always gave Jason Garrett, where – you can't have that mentality of next man up, and just because you now have – you don't have Tyron Smith, Chaz Green's supposed to go out there and do the same job. You need to try and help out that player that is not quite as talented, not quite as intelligent in the system, right, that isn't playing every single week. You got to try and ease some of that burden off of them.
Well, and even the game that I'm referencing, it was Dak that was starting. So it's Dak's fault that Myles Garrett was lined up. So the Chaz
Green
game.
Well, one-on-one, Dak should have had, you know, the running back help protect, tight end help protect, absolutely.
Then we should have never blamed Jason Garrett for the Chaz Green game. That was all Dak's fault.
It was.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
Well, you should listen to the show more often. Tolo, baby.
I think everybody was crushing Jason Garrett for that. But I do think offensive head coach, you're Mike McCarthy, you're Mr. Super Bowl guy. You can go in there and say, hey, we are never going to find ourselves in a position where Terrence Steele is one-on-one with Myles Garrett. That is part of the game plan. So it is on you as a head coach. Now, does it still also filter through to your quarterback who's got to maybe do a couple of those things?
And Kellen Moore.
But yeah, Kellen Moore and the offensive-minded head coach have to make sure that their quarterback knows what he's doing. And so if the quarterback doesn't know what he's doing, yes, it's the quarterback's fault, but it's also the head coach's fault, who's the offensive-minded head coach. Like, McCarthy does not get a pass for Myles Garrett being one-on-one for Terrence Steele.
But he may not get a pass, but he doesn't get the blame either. As the Fantex bring it up, is anybody blaming Andy Reid for the Super Bowl? He was without his tackles.
Blamed Andy Reid for the lack of adjustments.
Andy Reid. Nobody blamed Andy Reid for that.
We're certainly not blaming Patrick Mahomes for it.
But you should blame Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the one at fault there. He sets the quarterback is the one who dictates protections.
So when the offense is deciding to run a play call with four wide and only five offensive linemen, the quarterback's supposed to just manufacture a tight end there?
Running back? You can put the running back in?
Right, okay.
As a help?
Sure,
You could do that. You put the running back in as a help.
To run the football at all in the first half. All of a sudden you come out first drive of the second half, you run the ball, you start moving it a little bit. Yeah, maybe your
running
most successful
plays,
drive.
You know, they'll call two. They'll call a pass and a run. You know, they'll throw two plays out there.
Sure, I get what you're saying there, but I just don't like. Why have coaches? Why not just have the
exactly get rid of
coach?
I'd get rid of them all.
I do think Andy Reid did get criticized after the Super Bowl for the lack of adjustments that they decided to not. Not do in the Super Bowl. They just kept coming back and doing the exact same thing and hoping that it would work, and it certainly didn't. So is it on Mahomes to an extent? Absolutely. Is it also on the coaching? For sure. But, RJ, I know that you're not necessarily one that thinks coaching matters all that much.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.